I'm by winning, and I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. I'm just winning. I blinked and I cured my brain. I have one speed, one gear. Go. Paul, shut up. Shut up. Stop. You know, household items. I'm by winning, and I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. That's how I roll. I'm just winning. I blinked and I cured my brain. I have one speed, one gear. Go. Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Stop.
Welcome to The Shade. I'm Cobain, and this is the podcast about Valen for Valen. The show has three segments. News I think interests the server, followed by a Valenite spotlight section where I interview a member of the server's community. And the show will finish with a show-related topic of my choice. Today's guest will be Comahawk of Failtrain, and later I'll go over the current state of progression guilds on Valen. But since this is the first show of what I intend to be a series, let me take a minute to introduce myself. Many of you know me on the realm as Sangre or Chipper, and Sangre is my Death Knight and Chipper is my Rogue. I'm the guild master of Shade of Arrows, currently the most progressed Horde guild on the server at 7 of 13 Heroic. My Cobain character is a recent addition to my tunes on the server, but he's definitely my oldest and the one with the most experience. At some point along the way, I moved my druid Cobain out of Shade to experience the game from another perspective other than GM. And long story short, by the last few months of the Lich King expansion, my druid head ended up in Exodus on Yusandre. While in Exodus, I played the main Moonkin role in a bid for top US ranking, and the guild finished US 5th, World 17th in Tier 11. Probably the most difficult tier of progression rating since the game's release. So after that feat, I decided it's time to retire from hardcore raiding. It's a good place to hang up my hat for it. Hardcore raiding for me consisted of 7 days a week. That is just too much after a couple of years of doing that, so I returned my druid to Shade. Now, all the while during my druid's journey, I've been leading Shade of Arrows, and the guild is hands down the best group of people I've played with across something like 10 servers, and all of them came from right here on Valen. In the news for the server. Now, we all know how much those trade chat trolls love Rebecca Black. And Rebecca Black's been back in the news, and now she's taking Friday off YouTube. But, you know, if you can't get enough Rebecca Black, well, Katy Perry is about to make your dreams come true because she just released a new single called Last Friday Night. And in it, she's got Rebecca Black. And Rebecca Black, in one segment of the show, is giving Katy Perry a mustache wax. Also in the video, they have Kenny G come out and, you know, they pull him out of the early 90s elevator or whatever he was hiding in, and all of a sudden, you know, he's playing on the top of a roof. Yeah, now, personally, if I were going for shock value to include Rebecca Black in a Katy Perry video and then Kenny G, I'd cut out Kenny G and I'd go straight for the sax walrus. Next up, Firelands. We all know it's coming. Probably it's going to be this week coming reset, but we really don't know for sure yet. But we're betting that it's going to be, you know, on the 28th. That's at least what MMO Champ is reporting, and they're typically pretty spot on unless they hear new stuff come out, and then they'll report on it. So, what does Firelands hold? Obviously, we're all tired of this 6-month-plus-old raid tier. It's actually 7 months old. It lasted almost as long as Ice Crown did, which was pretty brutal. Okay, so we're going to get brand new mounts in Firelands, of course, but these mounts, I think, are pretty exceptional. The new caster legendary, how can we leave that out of the news? That's coming, and everyone and their mother is going to be killing each other to get it. The rumor has it the initial quest line pieces that you grab, called Eternal Embers, they will not be master lootable. So it's kind of up in the air about how they're going to be handed out. We'll see, but my guess is that it's going to be handed out by anyone that has the quest is going to be able to pick them up from the boss. That's best case scenario. Worst case scenario is you're going to have to fight over it with no master looter, and good luck. The eye level jump is going to happen where we're going to go from eye level 372 to 379 if you're killing Sinestra, which none of us are, so let's not worry about it. Eye level 372 to 3, I think it's 378 in the normal mode of Firelands, and then it's going to spike all the way to 391. And if you think that some of the stuff now is getting easy with the level of gear that you've got, then just wait till you get 391 gear. It's going to be pretty crazy the kind of DPS people pull. You look at World of Logs these days, and you're seeing on Halfus rogues pulling 160,000 DPS, and on some other fights you're seeing 60, 70,000 DPS as well. Because when you think about it, it's the DPS is all relative to the fight, right? So, okay. You have the eye level jump. Number of bosses is going to be dropped down to 7, but 7 I think is going to be a nice number to try out. And then we're going to have the encounter journal. The encounter journal is going to be something that should have happened a long time ago, and hopefully it's going to stop everyone having to take 30-minute explanations, to give to the entire guild that when you get on a new boss, you should be able to say, hey, shame on you for not looking at the encounter journal already. It's there. You can look at it anytime during the day when you're doing your daily quests or whatever. Okay, come prepared. Encounter journal makes it easy as pie. Use it. Okay. So that's that with Firelands. And then, as you already know, we're in Midsummer Festival. I think it's kind of appropriate that we have Firelands releasing during the Midsummer Festival, if it releases on the 28th. Pretty cool. And finally, I'm going to get to the meat of the news section, which really affects Veilonites, or you guys will probably be most interested in because it's actually going on the server, and that's guild news. Outlandish earned server first Alakir, 10-man, by the way, even though they're a 25-man raiding guild, and, I don't know if that's indicative of problems they're having. They earned that on May 22nd. Rain earned server first Neff on 10-man on May 31st, and then Failtrain rounds out the news because they collapsed and took many of their core members with them on the earliest Amtrak off the server to join Change Machine on Vosh. People that left included Red Hook, Claymation, Yora, Comahawk, and recently I got word that Liger Zero is going to leave the server as well. Okay, and now for the Veilonite Spotlight section of the show. Today, for our very first guest of the show, we have Comahawk, who is a former Failtrain officer. He agreed to come on the show and talk about, briefly, just about himself as a spotlight on himself as a former Veilon member, and talk about the Failtrain, eventual Failtrain collapse and breakup, and what's happened after. Welcome, Comahawk, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
When did you start playing on Veilon?
Right before Old War patch drop. It was a big move. Actually, Failtrain started as a guild on, the Anvilmar back in the day during BC. And they were actually a guild that ended up collapsing there due to numerous reasons, focusing around their GM. And they ended up choosing Veilon as a server. It was a midnight ditch. Everybody just bailed. No one really knew. It just happened. Actually, if you look back on the old World of Warcraft forums, you could actually find those, but there's a lot of hate over that. And there's a couple of us, me being one of them, who were tagalongs from other guilds. So,
interesting. So you came over with the Failtrain crew that started on Veilon. Briefly give the listeners a recap of maybe your WoW career up to this point.
When I first started, I experienced dying in the starting zone multiple times and having to restart because I didn't have enough gold to repair. that actually started with a friend I started playing with, a real-life friend who got me started in a guild back on Anvilmar called Dark Knights of Oblivion, and it was just a small group of us doing Karazhan and failing miserable at it. And eventually that guild joined a guild called Damage, and Damage back in the time was Failtrain's only competition on that server Horde side. The original Failtrain name was well, I don't even remember now. That was so long ago. But they were the two in competition, basically. And there was one other guild called Rebirth, which I was in. It was a smaller guild. We didn't use Vent at all. So, for example, we did Illidan back then. We were the last ones on the server to do it, and it was after pre-patch, but after the nerf. And it was hour and a half discussions before we even got attempting, because we didn't use Vent. And when we left, me and a fellow named Gar used to run Sunwell Pugs, trash, actually, to get trash drops. So that's how I started to get to know the Failtrain people, being Red Hook and Tremendous were the leaders back then, along with another guy who was a Feral Druid, their main tank, but he was a bit insane, like really insane. Like, he had children do farming for him and stuff, his kids, so he was a bit weird, and he was kind of strict, over the top. So they ended up leaving, and there were three of us, I think, who got invites to go. There was me, there was a Red Paladin named Chaos, and a Rogue named Stalemate, and we ended up joining them over on Velen. That's when we started. And back then, our only competition, again, was Change Machine, who back then was Inevitable. And it was really good. It was a tight-knit group of people. And we had a lot of fun. We cleared Old Ward. We didn't really have troubles back then with people being online and everything. You know, everyone was there. We had a good time. I was the DC bot back then. I DC'd multiple times. A Naxx run that should have took 2.5 hours would become a 4-hour Naxx run just because of me. And eventually my computer shit the bed back then, back in ICC. So actually I missed the first 3 months of ICC because I didn't have a working computer. And I actually ended up leaving Failtrain for a bit. And when I left, or when I came back, there wasn't a raid spot for me. So I ended up transferring myself to Lightbringer. And at this time I was still kind of like a little scrub. Like, I wasn't that good. I was okay. I mean, I had DC problems, so I never really got along with people. And I never really looked at forms and stuff. I was just kind of a go-to kind of guy. I just did what I felt like. But I kind of knew the basis of the game. And when I ended up transferring to this server, Lightbringer, I ended up playing with a group of people. And there was another guild on the server who was actually a top 100 in the world guild. I forget the name of it now because it's been a while again. That was 2 years ago. And actually, I ended up picking a lot from their tanks. There's a tank called Kiwatonka there. His main was Kiwatonka too. They just had different A's on them. And he was a warrior tank and ended up showing me a bunch of stuff. And I just I picked up a bunch of stuff there from playing like 7 days a week. And eventually I burnt out. And actually I got back together with my girlfriend around that time. And so I started taking a more casual approach. And one night when Real ID came up, a bunch of people from Failtrain added me. Because originally, like I said before, when we left Anvilmar, it was a ditch in the middle of the night. Well, I actually did the same thing. Because when I came back, I didn't really talk to anyone when I came back because it was really quick. I missed like 3 raid nights, and I'd been off really angry, and I ended up jumping ship really, really quick without telling anyone. And Real ID comes, and everyone starts adding me and telling me to come back. They need a new tank and this and that. And I was still really close with them. Like, I never left because I hated them or anything. Really good group of people. And Tree actually convinced me to come back, and I told him I wasn't going to raid because I was burnt out, and he said that he was cool with that. So about a month in, though, Tremendous actually ended up quitting because he couldn't take it anymore, and Red Hook took over leadership of Failtrain. This was at its peak during ICC when we first got Bane of the Fallen King. That was a server second. It took us like 3 hours that night. We fell short on Outlandish by a little bit. And then Cataclysm came out, and a bunch of people, Chaos and Stalemate, again, the people who came over too, they got called back into service in the army. So we started losing a few people, and then and Cataclysm, it slowly just started dropping off. There was a group of us, 10 of us about at the beginning, and we were pushing content really hard, and we were top server in the beginning of Cataclysm there, just the 10 of us. And then people started getting angry in Failtrain because, well, there was a controversy over, oh, well, you're only gearing up 10 people, and everyone else is falling behind. And then eventually enough people hit 85, and we're 346 gear and gemmed and enchanted. So we started doing 25 mens, and there was always a group of people that were falling behind, and they always blamed it on that. So there was already starting conflict over that. And what we did, we slowly started clearing content, and then by time heroic mode, hard modes came around, I should say, again, a group of us started going off on the side, and it just got more and more irritating. And me, myself, personally, I started falling off from raiding. I haven't actually raided really that much as of late. I'm actually kind of like a bench warmer kind of guy. I just do random achievements for the hell of it in PvP all the time. But eventually, people stopped showing up, and then offers came and took a move. Well, I did, and everyone else did.
So Change Machine was originally inevitable, and they were originally here on Valen. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So they moved over to Bosch, and then since you guys still had connections with them, they heard about your troubles with Failtrain and then decided to jump in and offer you guys, the rumor is I heard, free transfers. Is that right?
Yes, one of their, well, a couple people. The person who transferred me was Faye, which was a friend of mine, sort of, from before, back on Valen. I used to hang out with a guy named Snappledrink, or Dorbla. I don't know if anyone knows him, but anyways, I used to hang out with Faye near the end, and she was the one that said that there were free transfers.
I was talking to another former Failtrain member earlier this week who was also offered the deal, and I'm not going to name names right now because he chose not to take part in the show, so I'll leave it anonymous, but a person from Failtrain alluded to the fact that he did not necessarily like the idea of taking pay transfers to move. He felt it was a sort of bait and collar type where he would be indebted to them. I feel there were some mixed feelings in the guild, more of a widespread feel that people had. Was it a controversial decision to take transfer money, or was it pretty much like everyone was on board and this guy's just an outsider?
He was an outsider. My best friend, actually, who transferred with me. I got him to come play with us on Valen, and I actually kind of feel bad. He actually still played on Anvilmar, and he played on an Alliance guild, and my girlfriend is actually best friends with him as well. She was the one to introduce me, and I got him to come play near when we were falling apart, and we ended up falling apart, and he had just leveled a tune to 85, geared him out and everything, and I told him that, when it happened, he was actually the first one I told before I even told Redhook that this was on the table. And he said, do you really want to do this? And I said, well, it's free transfers. Because at first I was like, free transfer, man, why not? We're not raiding. We haven't raided a single good night in a month. And we're completely crumbling. People had jumped ship all over the place. There's already 10 people who were gone. And he was like, but I don't know. We're going to be indebted to them. And what if we don't get raid spots? It seems like they only want a few people. I'm like, oh, come on now. By the sound of it, they wanted everyone. And exactly what he said happened. I feel indebted myself now. I'm getting along. Like, I get along with the people. I really like it here, but I kind of feel indebted when I don't show up to a raid night because someone paid for my transfer. And I kind of feel bad also because he didn't get a raid spot flat out, period.
Oh, wow. So that really didn't work out for him. Did it ever cross your mind, or did you ever kind of balk at the initial transfer offer because you had any reservations that it may or may not be against the end-user license agreement?
That never crossed my mind a single time. I mean, it's not the first time, I guess. I'm pretty open about this, but it's not the first time I've had someone pay for stuff for me. So,
do you have any regrets leaving Valen?
All the time. I mean, the problem with Valen, and I mean, Valen was a good server and all, but the Horde side's kind of died. Everyone transferred off. Like, I'm more into PvP than I am PvE. And one of the big reasons I like Valen, because there's a small group of us who always did RBGs. And all those people, again, left, so it was just a small group of us. And then when this offer came, I took it, and now I kind of regret it.
On the grand scale of WoW servers, Valen is not very highly progressed. I mean, everyone can admit to that. But was it strictly for the BG groups, or do you regret it for the personality that Valen had outside of the poor rating progression performance, I guess?
Well, I regret it because one of the guys who stayed behind was actually probably my second or third best friend when I play WoW, like Liger. We always played together, and he ended up staying behind. He didn't take the bait. And this guild's a little bit more hardcore. For example, they raid four nights a week, and before I was raiding maybe two if I was some weeks, and now it's like mandatory to do four, and it kind of is really stressful. I mean, the server is better as a whole here, not by much. The economy is awful over here. You can't make jack for gold. The PvP is definitely better. I found a small group of people, and I got High Warlord within a couple, not even a week, really. It's good on that part, but the social aspect of this server is really a lot less than Velen. On Velen, there's a lot of people you could find stuff to do with, I guess. Over here, there's really no one.
How do you feel Change Machine is working out for you and the other people that transferred over from Failtrain so far?
Some people really don't like it, I don't think, because they're not getting raid invites. Because again, they didn't really need all 15 people that came over. And I think there's a lot of hate. Well, I know there is, because some people I've talked to them about it. And then others, they're overjoyed with it. I mean, anyone who really wanted to take this game on a serious level is really enjoying it. Because again, I mean, for example, tonight there was a server first 25 heroic Neph kill. And the people who came over who are getting the invites who wanted to take the game more serious are really getting a bonus out of it. There's a few people that I don't think enjoy it very much and kind of wish we stayed together where we were on Velen.
So, do you feel that there would ever be a chance in the future that the Failtrain members that moved would come back to Velen and try and form up into a hardcore 10-man group, or try and reform into a full 25 on the server, but try and pull maybe from the people that they've met on Vosh?
I really don't think so. I think it's too late into a merge for that to ever happen again. For example, my bud who I came with was the one who said if no one really makes sign of it within 4 or 5 days, it's not going to happen. That's why he jumped ship. So I think anyone who's really going to get angry or doesn't like it will either maybe jump back to Velen and just hang out, or they'll go try and find another guild on a different server.
Do you have a preferred method of contact?
Oh, yeah. My name is Comohawk, Comohawk, or Real ID is Antonine. In the airspacey thingy, johnson24@hotmail.com.
All right, excellent. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck in Change Machine, and we hope to see you guys climb the charts.
Well, second guessing, first impression.
So with the wrapping up of the interview section of the show, we come to the random topic of my choice, and this week I've chosen to talk about the state of progression guilds on the server. So with Failtrain breaking up, that begs the question, where does that leave progression rating on Velen? Pretty much what we see now is we've got a situation where Outlandish is the only serious 25-man progression guild on server in their alliance, and then we've got about 5 progression 10-man groups, which include Rain, Shade of Arrows, 3-Day Ban, Animus, and Brigade. Now, well, the thing with all our guilds is that we've been kind of working at a slow pace compared to other guilds. Now, why is that? Well, first, let's define raiding on Velen. We don't have a hardcore raid guild environment here, that's for sure. I mean, when we talk about top guilds, we're typically talking about guilds that raid anywhere from 5 to 7 days a week, sometimes up to 40 hours a week during the start of new tiers at least. That's talking on a U.S. scale. Now, on Velen, our top guilds typically raid 3 days a week for no more than 9 to 12 hours a week, which is a significant difference. Now, I guess I have seen some of us raid up to 4 days a week. It really depends on, I guess, what the guilds feel comfortable with and what have you. So in general, Velen is a casual server overall in progression terms. But it's interesting to me that all this has led into attendance problems for at least all the Horde side guilds remaining, Brigade, Animus, Shade of Arrows, 3-Day Ban, and the two Alliance guilds, I get the feeling, also have been having some attendance issues. It's notable, like I said at the beginning when in the newscast, the Outlandish killed Alakir Heroic on 10-man in the 25-man guild on the server. Why was that? Now, you know, I can think of a couple reasons. I, from personal experience, I know some guilds go the 10-man route on Alakir because it's supposedly easier, although Blizzard buffed that fight on 10-man a couple, well, last patch. And so it's been fixed so where it's arguably harder than 25-man. And when I was looking at their logs, I also noticed that they did it on their off nights. So, okay, maybe they were doing it as a side project, maybe not. So far, what I've heard is that the attendance issues have spun out from burnout, extended breaks, summer jobs, new jobs, among other things, school, you know, summer school, what have you. But in general, we see a broader theme happening here in the game, which is the U.S. economy is just so bad nowadays. And believe it or not, that actually does have an impact on the amount of time people can put into the game. But in general, quality players are just quitting the game. And I saw it in Exodus. I hear about it across the spectrum of U.S. guilds, and I've seen it on Balin and even in SOA. This isn't just something, an attendance problem that is affected only Balin. So be very aware of that. This is a problem that spans across the U.S. Double on top of that, we have recruitment issues where recruitment is just really difficult for even the best of guilds nowadays. We've got fewer apps coming in and much fewer quality apps coming in. I've talked to many people from many guilds, and they say the same thing. I mean, just to quote a few people that back this statement, Sagain from Eternal Rain, US 12th, Fluffshot from Huge in Japan, US 67th, Lyricist from Midwinter, US 8th, Mr. Smite from Dro, US 23rd, Fountain from Enigma, US 19th. All these people are telling me the same thing, which is, well, mainly recruitment for them in the upper guilds has become extremely poor in quality for the most part compared to previous tiers that they've experienced. And it's just become harder to attract skilled players. And mainly that's because skilled players are just flat out quitting the game. And Blizzard recently released news that the number of total global WoW accounts has dropped by 600,000. And we can assume until knowing otherwise that they are continuing to drop. We might see a Firelands small spike in the number of reactivated accounts, but I'm going to bet they're going to continue to drop. I mean, the game is 6-plus years old, and I'd put good money on the fact that the majority of those 600,000 accounts lost are ones with years of playtime on them, meaning the more skilled players. So the recruitment pool of skill is just reduced, and it's a national trend here. Valen, every time we lose a skilled player here, we feel it much more, at least in the recruitment pool that we've got to pull from. And I argue that it was a really tragic loss for the server when we had Failtrain leave. Losing those kinds of skilled players from a server as small as ours for one faction is absolutely devastating. I'm sure there's still quality players here. In fact, I know there's still quality players here. Then we kind of delve into a new aspect of the whole thing, which is, well, we still have skilled players here, but they're not joining forces. And we've got the talent on the server spread across several smaller guilds. You know, the best way that we could see improvement is to somehow find ways to bring together the better skilled players and get them raiding together as a unit. Some of the reasons that I hear from players that would want to progress in some of the higher-end guilds but choose not to is because they have friendships that they've had long established in their current guilds, and they don't want to betray them or to, you know, leave their friends. And I respect that. I respect that. But there are ways around that, right? You can have your main in the progression guilds and then leave an alt in your friend's guild. And really, the advent of real ID kind of makes this a non-issue, to be quite honest, because if you've got friends in the game, you can just as easily keep in touch with them in real ID, if not more so. So it's kind of a bogus argument, but I'll respect it nonetheless. There's that. And then And then it's just plain difficult to attract new skill to the server when the server itself has public opinion that is negative of itself. And that's mostly what we see expressed on the Realm forums, which are absolutely hardly visited anyway, and in trade chat, and the public venues in which we discuss on Valen. So if we started to change that rhetoric, and if you think it's a good server, then I encourage you to speak out in that way. Because let's face it, really, Valen isn't a bad server with bad players. It's a really good server. It's a quality server. A lot of good people play here. People I enjoy playing with and people you enjoy playing with. So if you aren't happy with the perception of the server, there's always room for improvement. I actually encourage you guys to do things that will improve the server. If you've got skill and you know you want to progress, resolve to apply to one of the top guilds on the server and keep an alt in your friend's guild. We may not be a 5 to 7 day a week raid group here on Valen, okay? Just I'm talking in server in general, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a guild that's already 13 out of 13 on the server raiding 3 to 4 days a week. We can, we could. We just need to come together to do that, and right now we don't. We choose not to. If you're interested in something like 13 out of 13 clear content when it's current, then I highly encourage you again to apply to one of these top-end guilds. And if you think the server is socially dead, then start being more active in it. Make a podcast. Start a blog. Do something fun. Something that I don't see done on this server, but I've seen done on other servers, is DKPG runs, which are pug runs of dungeons where a master looter will take gold from the raiders, the pugs, that choose to participate in the run for whoever wants to join. And then every time an item drops, they will bid on that item, and there's going to be set minimum bids by the raid leader. And the raiders that want the item will bid on it. And after the bidding stops, the raid leader collects the gold. This goes into a collective pot. And when the raid is over, the raid leader distributes the money from the collective pot evenly among everyone. And that includes the people that paid for items. So it's a really elegant way to get your alts loot, to improve the social aspect of the realm in general, and just to have more fun on the server. But whatever you do on the server, make sure you're having fun doing it. I personally have had a blast making this first podcast, and I hope you all have enjoyed being in the shade with me. If you loved the show, or liked the show, or hated the show, definitely let me know. Leave some comments on my guild's forums. And if you have a suggestion for the next show, leave it in your comments too. Special shoutouts to my guild, Shade of Arrows, Nolidar, Mr. Smite, Fungor, Comahawk, and all the others that helped me out in the production of this podcast. And until next time, play well.